All right, we have USC playing Utah.
The Huskies are gonna play.
Well, the Huskies play BYU. Who's gonna win that game?
The Huskies.
Go Huskies. I like that pick. Good job. Well done, my friend. You want to keep picking, or the Huskies just gonna win out and win the national championship?
The
What about Oregon versus Stanford?
The Ducks versus the Cardinal.
The
Quack, quack.
Cougars versus the Huskies.
He said,
The
yeah, he picked that one already. He said UW's gonna win it all. We're good. Nice work. I gotta get you on here more often to replace Ben. All right, welcome back to WST. Before we get into week four, we're gonna recap week three with our favorite 2-minute drill breakdown by Big Ben. Let me get the timer ready, folks. Starting right now.
Down in Houston, NRG Stadium, it's a Friday night matchup. Cougs v. Cougs. Butch wins out as the WSU Cougars win 31-24, 440 yards, 3 TDs for Eric Gordon. McCaffrey's doppelganger goes for 5+ yards, an average carry with a TD. Upset of the week in Boulder, Air Force wins over the Buffaloes with 28 seconds remaining. Colorado forced overtime, but the pride of Newton, Kansas, Caden Remsburg, touchdown in OT for Air Force. They win. In Orlando, UCF crushes Stanford, chops down the Cardinal. The Golden Knights put up 28 points in the first quarter, win 45-27. In Provo, the BYU Cougars were victorious. A late field goal by USC put it in OT. Home field advantage wins out as Jake Olroyd's three field goals, third field goal of the day, sent Helton home on the hot seat. Big Herm and Trace Dose Eno scores with 50 seconds left, and the Marvinator and the Sun Devils have 3-0 in the top 25. Utah shuts out Idaho State. Somewhere, Jared Allen is weeping in his whiskey. In Berkeley, Cal scores 20 points in the first half and holds on to beat North Texas. Cal is now 3-0 since the first time since the Clinton administration. In Corvallis, Jake Ewton, 3 for 4 TDs. Beavs get their first win over the Videologists of Cal Poly. Our Pac-12 Player of the Week, Champ Fleming, 5 receptions, a buck 42, and 2 TDs. UW beat the pesky Rainbow Warriors. Hawaii is now 2-1 versus the Pac-12. All-American candidate Hunter Bryant scores a touchdown and goes for 115 yards receiving, 52-20. Boomer Sooner rolls into UCLA, and the Bruins get trounced. Chip Kelly has officially entered the transfer portal. In Tucson, Khalil Tate, Heisman watch is back in effect as the Wildcats drive at 50. Right, a 15-point fourth quarter and 129 yards on the ground by Tate to win 28-14 over Texas Tech. In Eugene, the Ducks beat up on the Big Sky Montana Grizzlies 35-3. A handful of touchdowns for Mr. Herbert, and that's your Pac-12 2-minute drill.
Great job. You're on the honor system there because I couldn't get my phone and the timer on because it's across the room. But I think you made it. Nice work. I think I may have butchered it a little bit. I laughed when you said Chip entered the transfer portal. So that was,
By the way,
I gotta start muting myself so I don't laugh over your 2-minute drill.
my mother sent me a text after listening to the Transfer Portal podcast. I'm glad to see my mother is listening. She also said someone's son can be a secretary as well. So I apologize.
Ooh, that's right. Yes.
Yes, stereotyping in some way, but I apologize for that. And it's Mario Cristobal, not Marco. So
There's two apologies here on this Friday.
Pac-12, week four.
Week four. I mean, you covered the two-minute drill and player of the week all in one. I'm just here putting the record button.
Let's talk about something.
Okay.
And that's a recent article from ESPN that says the Pac-12 is back.
Okay.
And I disagree.
Wow.
Here's why.
I thought we're supposed to be
coming
pro to my Pac-12 on this pod.
Coming to my classroom. No, I don't want anyone. I don't want someone giving us
false sense
goodwill
of hope
when it's not deserved.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't want them giving us free candy when we didn't deserve it.
Six ranked teams this week.
Great segue. All right, so I took that, and I'm going to call this Big Ben's Conference Power Rankings.
Okay.
They came out and enlisted. I'm sure you saw this. Where each league, and they come out with the Power Five. Where does the Pac-12 sit?
Yeah.
I have my own formula. You want to hear it?
I'd love to.
All right. So here's what I did. I took every school ranked in the Big Five. So that's the SEC, the Pac-12, the Big Ten, the Big 12, and the ACC. Mm-hmm. You take their ranking, it's similar to golf, where the lowest average ranking is probably the most formidable. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Do you need examples?
No, I'm good.
Okay. So if you look at the SEC, let me just break this down. Number two in Bama, number three in Georgia, number four in LSU, number eight in Auburn, number nine in Florida, and number 17 in Texas A&M.
Okay.
I'll wait for the Pac-12. Big Ten. Ohio State, 6. Michigan, 11. Penn State, 13. Wisconsin, tied same votes. This is AP. 13. Iowa, 18. Big 12. Boomer Sooner, number 5. Texas, number 12. TCU sneaks in at 25. And then you have the ACC.
I'm getting nauseous talking about all these non-West Coast teams.
I know. Drumroll, please. Okay, so ACC, number 1 in Clemson. Number 21 in Virginia. The Pac-12 starts number 10, Utah, Oregon, 16, Wazoo, 19, UW, 22, Cal, 23, ASU, 24. So if I look at the averages, who has the lowest?
Pac-12.
And I take the averages, meaning I sum the total numerical ranking of those teams and then divide by such or how many teams are in the ranking.
But this is where your formula is wrong. Like, the SEC, they're not playing anyone.
I love it.
These other teams, they're not playing anyone. We're playing a tough schedule. Some of our best teams have dropped out. We'll be back in.
What I'm saying is,
the SEC front loads their schedule with cupcakes. And that's why they're always ranked good leading up into the season. The problem with the Pac-12 is they have USC playing Stanford every year in week two. And then, like, week three or four, it's Stanford versus Oregon. We knock each other out. Put that in your formula, buddy.
So my question to you, is the Pac-12 back? The reason I did this is I was skeptical.
Yeah.
I said we could be back, but we're not back with a hit album. We're back with seven soft songs. So, nothing's making the Billboard top 100.
I would say Pac-12 is back on the Billboard charts, but we're not at the top of the charts.
Yeah, we're not getting played every day like Lady Gaga.
Yeah, right? we're not T-Swift. We're like
we're like Bon Jovi.
Yeah, exactly.
So let me at least show my math here in respect. So the highest average amongst those teams, so again, if you use my formula, you take the ranking and then add them together and then divide by the number of teams within that ranking.
Mm-hmm.
Who had the highest?
SEC.
No.
Who was it?
You want the lowest.
Oh, I thought I had it flipped. I thought you meant who's the highest ranked conference.
Yes. So, answer the question.
Pac-12.
Average of 19. Next lowest Big 12 at 14. Then you have the Big 10 at 12.2. The ACC, now, it's, I would throw them out in a sense because they only have two teams, but average of 11. SEC has six teams in the top 25 with an average ranking of 7.2.
I haven't played anyone.
That is formidable.
Who has Bama played?
Clemson, that's true.
Clemson only played, who is it called? They played A&M. Other than that, they played Syracuse and Molly Putt's Tech. Stanford is going on the road.
Why don't we do
this? UCSF.
Can we agree that this is the first week of conference football?
We can agree on that.
Football. So why don't we do this? In 4 weeks, I'll run my formula again.
I would love to hear that.
At this point, I believe we're probably fourth in terms of power strength of conference.
I would say second behind SEC.
Really?
Yeah, based on what I've seen. And
let me ask you this. Does Iowa beat UW?
Where's the game played?
Neutral field, Missoula, Montana.
Can me, you, and Hodges boat in?
No, we can tumble down the mountain from the end.
Neutral field, like right now, today, I'd have to give a slight edge to Iowa.
Yeah, my point exactly. The fifth best team versus, based on rankings, versus the fourth best team. And who would, most had UW in their, college football playoff potential, right?
Yeah, it still could be.
Also of note, I threw out Notre Dame, UCF, and Boise State in these rankings. But, another question for you.
Sure.
Did you see Mike Leach come out and talk about the Pac-12 mascots?
I kind of skimmed it.
Who would win? Pac-12 mascots, Royal Rumble, Battle Royale, in a ring. You got the Huskies, you got the Cougars, you got a duck, you got a beaver.
Don't forget my tree.
You got a dancing tree, you got a golden bear, you got a Trojan.
You got a beaver.
Like my, I already said a beaver. Mike Leach goes, does the Trojan have just a sword or does he have arrows?
True.
You got a Bruin, you got a Sun Devil. You got a wild cat.
Is the Trojan Russell Crowe from Gladiator?
That's the case. Game over.
Game over. We win.
Done. Trojans win.
Week 4?
All right.
Let's get into it.
Who's leading?
I can start off the first one since it's in
no,
LA.
No.
I'm in LA.
No,
let's
no,
go.
No. Who's leading the pick'em?
I like you by a slight advantage. You by a slight advantage.
Slight? Define slight.
Slight. Slight advantage.
Define slight. Define slight.
A couple.
A couple meaning?
A little more than.
A couple meaning six.
A little more than me.
A little more than you. Okay. LA Memorial.
You're up 4, big guy.
I am. LA Memorial. Tough loss in Provo. USC, in theory, Utah beat BYU.
Right?
So Utah should beat USC. Zach Moss is averaging 100+ a game on the ground. Big game for USC. You know what I'm going with? It's always sunny with a slight chance of Slovis. USC wins
24-21. Oh. Wow. USC, I like it. I like it because I'm going to gain some ground this week. Is USC playing to save Coach Helton's job? If you go back to our week 1 pod, I said Helton would be gone in Halloween. He might be gone this weekend. The Utes come to town with a top 10 ranking and one of the nation's best defense. The Utes, however, have never won at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. So my prediction is Utah wins 28-10. At the United Airlines Field at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. My previous stat is irrelevant. There was a name change. Utes roll. And USC fans, if you leave early because it's a blowout, you can catch the season premiere, the national premiere of Rambo Last Blood. Comes out in theaters tonight.
All right. It's sunny with a slight chance of Slovis. I thought that was good. 24-21, USC wins. All right, undefeated Cal. It's been a while since. At what point can you call a team undefeated?
As long as they're undefeated.
So 1-0, I'm undefeated?
Yeah.
I feel like you need to be 3-0 before you start calling them undefeated.
All right.
They roll into the Grove. Is that correct?
They roll into the Barn Grover.
Old Miss lost 15-10 earlier this year, in the opener to Memphis. Old Miss is favored to win this game.
Mm-hmm.
The 12-legged flight to Mississippi doesn't faze the Golden Bears.
Ooh.
Justin Wilcox has them win him. It's not going to be fun to watch. 13-10, Golden Bears win.
All right. The Cal defense has not allowed an opponent to reach 20 points in a game this year, and that includes wins against Big Ben's Washington Huskies and high-scoring North Texas. The cross-country flight for a non-conference 9 a.m. game gives me a cause for concern, but Ole Miss has beaten Southeast Louisiana and Arkansas. And Arkansas, who have they beat this year? A 1-2 Colorado State and a 1-2 Portland State. Cal takes care of business on the road. They move to 3-0, and Big Ben, after this week, can call the Bears undefeated.
Call them 4-0.
Or 4-0, whatever you want.
Or they just don't show up for the game and leave and turn around. No one plays. They're still 3-0.
That's true.
All right, in Provo, Mr. Eason has to leave Montlake.
Ooh.
First time away from Husky Stadium. He's 2-1 at home. Huskies are 6-4 all time versus the Cougs. Oh. You know what I see?
Here's
my forecast. I see the Cougs winning 24-21, and they are petitioning Larry Scott for the right of the Pac-12. BYU Cougars pull out the win in Provo.
Okay. BYU has played Utah. They played USC. This is their third Pac-12 opponent. Coming off a win last week, a dramatic one against USC. BYU is a tough place to play. But I think East and the Huskies get it done. I'm going UW.
Score?
24-17, Huskies.
All right. All right, Ducks first trees. All right, Stanford looks like they're in late season form. You know what's odd to me? What?
You're hilarious today. I'm dying over here.
Half their team's injured.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on, Mr. Shaw? So here's the thing: is why if I'm College Game Day.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that Stanford's lost two of their first three games. Pivot.
Wait. Take the exit off. Confused. I thought game day's in Athens.
Well, it seems like they're promoting. Maybe that's on the West Coast. You tell me.
I'll try to look in real time. I thought it was in Athens for Georgia Notre Dame.
That'd make more sense than the Ducks versus the Trees. Let me tell you that. Apparently, if you're a University of, you're going to beat Stanford this year because UCF and USC have both handed Stanford losses. David Shaw doesn't look like David Shaw, but they do lead the all-time series 49-32-1 against Stanford. Against Oregon. Stanford's 1-3 straight. Shaw versus Cristobal. I label this chess versus checkers. Who wins out? I got Oregon's pass rush winning out in this one. I think Stanford's got two starting offensive lineman out on the left side. I think Thibodeau exploits that, the number one recruit from this past year, and the Ducks win 28-21 down in Palo Alto.
Ooh. Well, the Ducks are looking to avenge last season's loss to Stanford in the Pac-12 Open up in Eugene, where a costly fumble cost the Ducks the game. But Stanford is struggling. They have injuries, and they've had a brutal schedule. All-American offensive line Walker Little's out. Some other players are out as well, like Ben mentioned. I don't think they have enough to protect KJ as well. Great minds think alike. I got Oregon winning as well. Do you want me to lead the last two?
You just say win. You can tell you're not a gambler.
I said Oregon wins.
Right, but just arbitrary. They win. No score, nothing.
You haven't given a score on all these games.
28-21.
Just this game. All right, Oregon wins 24-17.
Let me go back. 24-21, BYU wins. 13-10, Cal wins. USC wins. 24-21. You want me to keep going?
No, because I think you just added that in.
Because I think that's it. All right.
All right, let me leave the last two games. You don't think it's like foul play. I'm picking your picks. Moving on. Colorado takes on Arizona State. Arizona State looking to ride the momentum from last week's big win at Michigan State. Look for Eno Benjamin to get going early and often. I got A-State winning by a couple touchdowns, and the score would be Big Ben, 28-14.
So they cover.
What's the line?
7.5.
Yes.
Big Herm and the Marvinator. Quite the team. Have ASU at 3-0. The freshman QB with just a stud running back in Trey Stoss, Eno Benjamin. Colorado lost to Air Force, but he beat a top 25 team in Nebraska the week earlier. Who shows up? What team? It's tough to travel Tempe, especially in this time of year, because you look around and you're probably pretty distracted. Sun Devils are 8-2 all time against the Buffs, and that doesn't change. They go to 9-2. ASU wins 21-17.
All right. We picked the same there. Can't cover ground in that one, but we'll move to the next one where maybe I will be able to come cover some ground. UCLA Bruins and Chip Kelly, currently on the hot seat, is in the Palouse taking on Big Ben's Cougars. And this is what I've got. 14, 14, and 14. That is the exact number of points the Bruins have scored in every one of their losses this year. So my week four prediction is Cougars 50, Bruins 14.
They cover. So in talking to Billy Hodges, who is one of my close friends' father, he said 21.5 is a lot to cover in a game. But I also told him it's a three-legged flight from Pasadena to Pullman. He didn't take that into account. They pulled the charter after last week, so they're flying Spirit Air all the way up to Spokane and then taking a Greyhound shuttle all the way up. Players despise Chip even more because he's going to have to pay for taxis after the bus breaks down. The Bruins are 39-21-1 all time. That doesn't matter. Cougs behind the Minshew juju. Mm-hmm. But they will not cover. Cougs still win 35-17, and Minshew's on the sideline. High fives, rocking his jockstrap, and mustache. Boom.
Go Cougs.
Go Cougs.
Oh.
All right, so the state of the Pac-12, what do we look like? You want to run down the picks this week?
Yes. So in tonight's game, which is starting in a few hours, I might head down there after I see Rambo Last Blood. I've got I've got Utah. Big Ben's got USC, which is surprising because you always usually bet against the Trojans, and I bet four, so we flip-flop there. Next game, we both have Cal beating Ole Miss. Big Ben has BYU winning. I have the Cougs winning. We both have Oregon beating Stanford.
Wait. You just said I have BYU winning and you have the Cougs winning.
So I'm sorry, the Huskies.
Are you doing a fast one on me right there?
No. I wrote down UW, but for some reason I said something different.
So you were trying to play both sides. Okay, go on.
We both have Oregon winning. Too many injuries.
Technicality.
We both have Arizona State winning. And we both have the Cougs winning.
Okay. So you can make up a couple on me.
Yeah. It was so painful. I came home. I played some volleyball. I turned on the Stanford UCSF game, and I threw the remote.
Why?
They were down by three touchdowns right when I turned it on.
I mean, Stanford's, they're probably not in the game. They probably had to, David Shaw probably told them they had to read a novel on the flight there in 5 hours. Their heads weren't in the game.
I picked with my heart, not with my brain. I lost that week. Not smart so when you're picking against Big Ben.
Let's get back to the Pac-12. Utah, Oregon, Wazoo, UW, Cal, ASU. They all win. Our average probably comes down closer to 16. I think the Big Ten's got a stronger conference.
Ooh, I think this might be the last time you're on this podcast.
Hey, I have to be.
Let's go. West Coast bias. Remember? That was our original name. Get that bias back. You fly out to Montana to play some golf.
I will
say
this.
All of a sudden, we're talking about Big 12 all day long.
Let me say this. UW's 22. They were a top 10 team to start the season.
You better round this podcast out with some West Coast sports. Love.
I do love the Pac-12. Actually, I love the teams. I like our
low-end. We'll close the podcast out there.
All right. Boom.
I was just joking. You can continue to ramble as long as it's got a good Pac-12 spin.
No, my thing is, you look at Utah, solid, great defense. Oregon, they could either be top 10 or see ya. Wazoo is going to sit around 20. We're going to end the year probably 9-3. UW, Cal, ASU are all like wild cards. Yeah. UW could win out. FYI, there's not a shortage on White Claws in Montana.
There you go.
Boom.
Boom. Well, you can listen to us. We're everywhere. Spotify, TuneIn, Google Podcasts, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Podbeam. We're everywhere. Social media at WSD_podcast, Instagram and Twitter. Go Daddy. We got a new site. We got commerce. WSD
Fire
Podcast.
Gear.
WSDpodcast.godaddysites.com. Buy our gear. We got plenty. And it's great. It's fire. Big Ben, any closing remarks?
Boom.
Boom. Oh.